Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Oh, sorry, sir. So hard to see in the blooming dark.
It's quite all right. The seat opposite is empty.
Thank you.
From the base?
Yeah, Corporal Anderson. I heard you speak tonight.
Well, you have my apologies.
No need. We're grateful to have anyone come. Gives us a break from our regular duties.
For a nap, if nothing else.
I heard every word.
Did you? And what exactly did you hear? Yes, just as I thought.
No offence, sir.
What if I told you that the whole point of the lecture was that I think it's dangerous when the government or the Church of England calls the entire nation to a time of repentance?
I got a bit of that. Though I was a bit lost about why I should repent of anything. Or, to be honest, what repenting really is.
You really don't know what it means to repent?
Well, isn't it to admit that something is wrong?
Yes, but more than admitting something is wrong, it's admitting that I've done something wrong.
Based on what?
I'm sorry?
If I'm saying I've done something wrong or didn't do something right, what's that based on? I mean, that's the part I didn't get. So the government, or whoever, says I should get on my knees and say I'm sorry. But to who? And for what?
That's my point exactly.
Was it? I wished you'd said so in the first place.
So do I.
Don't get me wrong. I'm only saying that if you talked to the audience tonight like you just did to me, everyone would get more out of it.
Yes, thank you. I'm beginning to work that out.
I love that clip, Paul, because it really does speak to how he was humble, even though he was brilliant, because he so wanted to communicate in a way people understood. Say more about that.
Yes, I think the clips, these are wonderful clips that you're showing, because it shows the evolution of Lewis being prepared to do the broadcast talks and to learn how to speak to the average person in a way that would be meaningful for them. And as I said earlier, he came by it honestly, but with difficulty. He really did have to. The scene we heard, by the way, really happened. He did do sort of this very long and boring lecture to these Air Force bases, and there was somebody, a colonel, sitting out in the audience doing the Times crossword puzzle. So he had his learning curve, just as we all do, and how we communicate, and basically learning what's going to be meaningful to our listening audience, not what our agenda is, but what's going to be meaningful to them in terms of how we present the truth.